This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Even though voters soundly gave the governor's carbon tax initiative a solid thumbs down in November, and while the job of fully funding education looms over their heads, a carbon tax bill is getting some attention. One of the opponents is Pomeroy Representative Jacqueline Maycumber, who says Senate Bill 5127 would impact everyone.
Every person will be taxed with the carbon tax. If your food is not grown exactly where you are, you're going to be taxed by the transportation of it. You're going to be taxed by going to work. You're going to be taxed by your employer who's doing the job. To explain it even further, last night at 10 p.m., I received a notification on an article that explained that this carbon tax actually de-incentivizes the companies to be in Washington State. It is harder to do business here than it is with the carbon tax anywhere else.
Maycumber says on top of that, the carbon tax does nothing for the environment.
It doesn't look good at this point. I'm hoping there's still some common sense here in Olympia. The carbon emissions from Washington State from every vehicle, train, human, cow is 0.3%. So if everyone left the state, there was not a human in the state, we would still only save 0.3% of carbon emissions.
Initiative 732 failed in November by an overwhelming 59-41 percentage margin.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.